This is Lisa Miller, and this is my podcast series, The Healthcare Innovators. On today's podcast, we're going to speak about hospitals and their GPO strategy. And what I'm referring to is a group purchasing organization. A GPO can be an important part of your strategy. However, it shouldn't be your entire supply chain strategy. And you shouldn't take on their strategy. You need to create your own. And a GPO is part of your supply chain strategy. Let me give you an example. If you look at the Fortune 500 and how they utilize group purchasing organizations, they utilize it as needed. But they still create their own supply chain strategy, which is very different in every organization. And a GPO must provide line item savings to your organization. That's fundamental. However, over the course of years, they have evolved to offer new services and new subscription services and new products that go beyond providing line item savings for different products or services that your hospital utilizes. Interestingly enough, about a month ago, I had a CFO say to me, you know, I don't even know what we're paying for within our GPO agreement. What are all the products and services that are bundled into our GPO? I don't even have any idea what we're paying for because we get those products and services or subscription services deducted from our admin fees. And those admin fees are those administrative fees that we get back from our group purchasing organization. She brought up a great point. Are we using all these subscription services? Do others in the organization even know about them and could they be using them? So are they underutilized? Or do we need them at all? Are there products and services that we get from GPOs? Can we go out to the marketplace and maybe get those there? Are they a better fit for us? And it was a fascinating conversation because it led me to think about all the other GPO conversations that I've had in the past. And my experience has shown that most hospitals do not have a GPO strategy. It is critical to have one. If you don't have one, it's time to create one. My recommendation is that you create one today. And if you do have one, it's time to relook at it and incorporate some of the options we spoke about today. This has been the Healthcare Innovators with me, Lisa Miller. For more information or more about us, visit our website at viehealthcare.com. That's viehealthcare.com. Thanks for listening.